Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you rat catchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Greyhill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all. Adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name. Not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Greyhill Free Company.
The dead begin trying to press in from all sides, but they're unable to break through. All right, your entire formation moves up onto the next landing, and now you're just a bit closer now. Goats, it's your turn again. The same thing is happening. The gnomes are keeping your sides and rear safe. The raiders are like the tip of the spear pushing their way forward, letting the two of you, giving you like a gap to keep moving forwards. Mm-hmm. You see that there is another skeleton wandering into your formation. What do you want to do? This one is not going to be too much of a problem to you. So you could just go past, but it might then wander through and into the formation again. Mm. What would you like to do? You've got the ensnaring strike ability. So you could use that. And even if you don't destroy it, you could fix the skeleton in place. And then it's not going to be a problem regardless. But that's your spell. So if you use that,
because I've got reheal?
So absolutely. No worries. You fire an ensnaring strike. As soon as the arrow leaves your bow, with your wachah noise, it splits up into like segments and then starts whipping through the air. It wraps itself around the skeleton.
Yes.
The skeleton takes 6 points of damage. So it's pretty badly, the rope or the vines are crushing in on it. Mm-hmm. Not destroying it, but that doesn't matter because the skeleton still falls over backwards.
Can't move.
It's mummified. The skeleton can't attack. So you can now use this advantage and you can sprint. You could get all the way up to the door now if you wanted to. Because they're thin enough here that you could.
But I can do it.
Do you want to do that?
Yes, because there's no danger.
There would be no immediate danger to you.
Let's go.
All right, you sprint up.
All right, let's go.
You get to the grand doors. Johnny Tomatoes, you follow right after. Both of you get to the grand doors without any issue. The dead are still pressing in on the gnomes, but the gnomes are holding them off. The rest of the group, the mangonels and the gnomes, are going to be a bit slower behind you. But you are at the doors. You can just go in now.
Whoa. Should we?
Let's go in. They'll be behind us. Yeah. We've swapped. No, they were protecting the front. Yeah. No, they're protecting the rear. It's fine.
Arthur's seeing you at the doors.
We do have the bomb. It actually makes no sense for us to go in last.
Yeah.
Arthur, seeing you at the door, waves you in.
Ooh.
We have this. We'll got your back. We'll got your back.
What was that, idiot?
The
I'm kidding. You're fighting. Thank you. See you later.
The smirk is wiped off his face as he realizes what he misspoke.
I will never forget this.
All right. You burst into that atrium area.
Okay.
Standing in the atrium is...
We're in an atrium, Johnny. The most romantic.
Whoa.
The most romantic room in a palace.
All right.
This is beautiful.
It appears to be empty, and you can see the archway ahead of you, which leads to the throne room where the dragon is. There's no lights on here, so your dark vision is only just enough to see where the archway is and a little bit past it. You can't see the dragon yet. You begin moving through. The noise is deadened by the walls of the castle, so you can only just kind of hear the sounds of combat. You take a few steps, and then, you put a hand out in front of Johnny.
Whoa!
You spot just before it's too late, up in the rafters, it looks like a stalactite, but you're like, wait a minute, wouldn't be a stalactite in
a
castle?
We're not in a cave?
You take a second look, and you see what the creature is.
It's like a squid octopus thing.
It is like a squid octopus. Yeah, yeah. Whoa. So this is clinging to the roof.
Whoa.
And you could see it at one point, these little dots there, those are eyes. One of them blinks.
I think he's winking at me. he's coming up to me.
Is a wink when you have one eye that doesn't blink or one eye that does blink? Oh, that's an interesting question.
I think that doesn't matter. If one eye is closed, the other one's open, that's a wink. Okay. Although it has to then reopen. Otherwise, it's just closing one eye.
True.
Because, if I do this, not winking. It's a bit of a visual thing for all the listeners at home. Close one eye.
Just close
is it a wink?
Eye, yeah.
So there's a squid winking at me. I'm sorry if I'm distracted.
What the hell? Oh, that looks like a dark mantle.
Oh.
I think.
Wow.
You don't get, I know you've read the thing. You don't get points at this time.
No, I just like to be educated.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Not tricking me. Fool me once. All right. Yeah, anyway, you can thankfully just skirt around the dark mantle and it won't drop on you. Just going to have to remember it on the way out, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Just going to have to specify that you run around it on the way out. That's all.
Yeah, that seems pretty easy. Okay, so we got to remember that's there. And we probably need to be quiet. I mean, we already needed to be quiet, I guess, because there's a fucking sleeping dragon. I do have a plan, but I don't know if it's a good one.
Okay.
So we're in the room, and obviously there is now the dark mantle, which is winking at you.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Is it suggestive?
Yeah, I think with dark mantles, who knows? But I do have disguise self as a spell, and there's a fuckload of dead guys that I could just copy the look of, and maybe I could sneak near the dragon, and if it does stir, I'm just going to look like one of its fucking guys. Then I can put the bomb on the throne, which I've decided is the best place for it.
Yes.
King bomb. And then we leave. We walk around the dark mantle. In fact, maybe we should keep looking at the ceiling for a second and make sure there's not more than one.
More dark mantles.
The two of you scan the ceilings, and neither of you see any further dark mantles.
Okay.
So it is dark in here. So the fact we can only see one is a good sign, but probably shouldn't be taken as gospel. Yeah. So we need to be careful, because if we have to fight one, the dragon will wake up, we will be fucked.
Yes.
And then, worst of all, that fucking idiot outside is going to come inside and be yapping about how he's the fucking king of the fucking adventures. God, I hate him so much. That fucking smile. If he didn't have that fucking smile...
He's just such a ponce.
He is! Anyway... We should probably make a move for it before someone bursts through the door, fucks our plans.
Okay, but I really love that we're talking through this.
Yeah, it's good to communicate.
It is really good.
It's what makes us so good at our job. Now, I think I'm going to do disguise self. Please. This seems like a bad idea.
But how will I know it's
someone's going to shoot a fucking arrow into my chest. You know what? Fuck it. I'll just move forward. Let's go.
Okay.
Sneak around. Move slowly.
Okay.
We can hold hands.
I'm sorry. Right. Are you casting disguise self or not?
No.
No. Okay.
Okay. We're just moving forward, holding hands.
Holding hands. You sneak into the throne room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no. Goats, you step on broken glass the second you enter. You're wearing boots. It's more the noise that it makes, really.
Mm. Oh, okay.
You hear the noise, the broken glass echoes in this very silent throne room, and you see a simply enormous shape. Hang on. So this is a red dragon.
Okay. Looks big.
Let me show you how big you are compared to a red dragon. You are about yay big.
Whoa.
As big as that die.
Like the size of its toe.
Yeah, a bit. Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah.
Oh.
Holy shit, that's a big fucking dragon.
Anyway, that begins stirring. You can see that it starts slowly moving, and then in the darkness, one eye blearily opens. You know how lizards have the, like, multiple layers of eye? You can see one eye opens, but it's still got, like, a filminess to it, so you can tell that it's not properly opened yet.
So this isn't looking good.
Stand still. Wait for it to close its eye again.
Okay.
Get a good boy card, Dusher.
Well done.
You do very well. And both of you do well enough, what you get.
Seriously ready for anything. Choose where you go in initiative.
That's pretty useful.
Well, hopefully not.
True. The dragon's eye slowly closes.
Okay.
Yes, we can breathe.
Oof.
All right. Wow. Good job. Get another good boy card, Dusha.
Oh.
Follow up. If your last attack roll was a hit, you can hit automatically on your next attack against the same target.
Now.
Also, fingers crossed, don't have to use it.
Yes. Yeah. Dusha. Not Dusha. Sorry. Johnny Tomatoes.
Yeah.
You notice.
Who am I talking to?
You notice that this room, the first time it's properly clicked that this room is completely silent. Because there's no noise in the atrium. And there's no noise in the atrium because there's no noise outside anymore.
Okay.
You only just realize that it's been like that for a while now.
So
goats?
Let's talk about what that could mean.
Goats, I just noticed, and I'm whispering. This is the first time I've ever had any kind of inside voice.
You're gonna have to come closer to me.
Okay. I'm whispering directly into your ear. Okay. So the deafening silence, I've realized, is not the room causing that. There's just nothing happening outside anymore, which could be a good thing if there's two ways that this could be a good thing.
Killed everyone?
One, they took care of the entire army of the dead, which allegedly is impossible. Good for them. Mm. The other good news is they could just be dead. Which will be bad for us on the exit, but very good for us.
To know that the smirk is gone.
Yeah. Oh, God. I hate that fucking smirk.
But also sad that the gnomes.
Yeah. The two guys that rocked and that other annoying guy that wouldn't stop saying the thing that I said. So we got to tread lightly when we leave. So the two things we got to remember. One, we got to shut the fuck up. Two, there is that thing hanging from the roof, the dark mantle.
We
gotta walk around it.
Because
I feel like any noise at this point, we are in serious trouble. There is broken glass on the ground. I would usually just light up the room, but that seems like a really bad decision.
Yeah.
We both can see in the dark. We just gotta keep. We take a step, we look up, we look down. We take another step, we look up, we look down. Repeat till we get to the throne. Then I'm just going to place the bomb on the throne. How long is the bomb?
Or should you
fly?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're really good at remembering I'm a fairy, and I am dog shit at it.
Should you do something that doesn't involve stepping on glass?
I know that this goes against.
I think
against
your flapping wings, though, would make noise.
Oh.
Wouldn't they?
Can you flap them silently?
Can I flap them silently?
Well, that's a stealth check.
I do have okay stealth. You know what? We can't risk the wings. We're going to have to tread lightly.
Okay.
I'm not in the best shape and therefore cannot promise my wings will be able to be as elegant as we need them to be. So take a step, look down, look up, take another step. Try not to step on anything. Try not to trigger anything. Just be really careful. I don't know how long the fuse of this bomb is, though.
Okay. So once we light it, we would have to really...
Yeah, probably
make
run.
A lot of noise.
And, hey.
Okay.
That's okay, because then hopefully, fingers crossed, bomb goes off, we're outside, dragon's still inside, castle sink into the ground, everyone claps, mm-hmm. we go home heroes.
Can we throw it? It's too far.
Can I see the throne?
You can see the throne. It's too far to throw currently, but you mm-hmm. could get closer.
I think throwing it, great call. Just get a bit closer first so I don't fuck the throw up.
Yes.
Actually, you're stronger than me, right? No, we're the same exact same yeah. strength.
Okay.
I know that from looking at my arms and then your arms and nothing else. okay, we'll get a bit closer, throw the bomb when it's a far less risky throw, and then we get the fuck out of here. The dragon dies, the dead hopefully die. We don't need to worry about that. I mean, also, maybe we go out there and they're like, hey, we've been waiting for you. We conquered the entire army of the dead.
Ugh. All
right, you ready?
So you light the fuse?
No, not
okay,
yet.
Okay, we're going to go a couple well, steps forward.
We're going to get closer to the throne.
Right, yes.
Very
quietly. Cautiously and close together.
You, without any incident, get it close enough that you can now throw the bomb. So okay. you're... Just, I would say maybe about 50 feet from the throne itself, which you can see the dragon is partially curled around, like a cat mm-hmm. might sleep
yep.
in a slightly curled position.
Yep. All right, goats, you ready?
I'm ready. Should we Thelma and Louise this?
We should Thelma and Louise this. They were both gnomes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The famous gnomes that we know of.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. Using my magic, I guess, conjure up a little flame, hold it over the bomb.
Yep.
All right. I throw it.
And throw. No.
Bob. All right. So do you have anything for an attack roll, either of you?
I get to pick initiative, and I also get to, if my last attack roll was a hit, I can have another free hit.
What was your last attack roll?
I've got re-roll an attack you missed.
Oh, yeah, that one's just straight up, yeah. Do you want to spend, so you're going to miss the throne. There is a chance you'll just straight up donk the dragon.
Okay.
Which is fine, because the bomb.
Wouldn't it just, it was I just very, picked very the, quickly I just explode.
Picked, I just picked the throne as like a.
Yeah.
Place. No one said the bomb has to be on the throne. I think the bomb will do the damage regardless.
All right, so you're fine to not make the reroll?
I don't have anything that can do a reroll. I have the right tools for the job.
Oh,
which...
I mean like the Raywan has the card.
Reroll an attack you missed.
Do you want to spend it on this?
Yeah, I guess. Well, I mean like, hey, yeah, because if we, yeah.
Okay, reroll that. All right, you're fine. So
you did it.
The bomb.
That looked bad for a second, but we've nailed it.
Yeah.
The bomb, like it's bouncing off the back of the headboard in basketball. Donk, donk.
Okay.
Hits the back of the chair, then hits into the lap of the chair. I don't know what chair
the seat?
Anatomy. Seat, yeah. Thank you, yeah. Donk, donk. Hits, lands in there, rolls to an immediate stop, and just sits comfortably hissing away.
Okay, go, the dragon, go.
The dragon doesn't even wake up.
Whoa.
Thank
deep
Christ.
Sleeper.
Yeah.
Well, how
for
did
thousands
it,
of years, I guess.
Yeah. How did it hear my stepping on glass? But now,
loud step.
Yeah.
Loud step. Yeah.
Okay. We got to go, and we got to go quick.
But so remember to go around.
We got
to
run wide.
Yes.
All right. So sprinting back out, it's at about the point where you get to the doorway between the atrium and the throne room. At about that point, you don't see, obviously, because you're mm-hmm. looking away, but you feel.
Oh,
you just
no.
feel. You just know. The dragon's eyes flare open, and immediately And a massive, you feel this, a massive gout of flames licks up on the roof of the...
Hey, lick!
Alex, a lick.
Yay!
I can appreciate that.
Licks the roof of the throne room. You feel the wave of heat pass over you. And then we're going to go to initiative because the dragon is chasing you.
Okay.
I would like to go first in initiative, Adam.
Oh, yeah, no worries.
First in initiative.
That's the roll you do at the start to pick what order the people go in the battle.
All right. Johnny Tomatoes, you going first.
Okay. I cast Reduce on the dragon.
All right. So you can try to do this. There are a couple of problems, I think, though.
Let me just take a wild swing. Is the problem I need to touch it?
Now, that's actually not even the main problem.
Okay.
Now, you don't need to touch the dragon, but you will need to turn around and go back the way that you came.
So it's not close enough.
Yeah, you're not close enough. You will need to get closer. And also, just letting you know, it's not a guarantee that this works. So you could have turned around and gone back for nothing.
Roll, yeah. Okay, well, what if I... So we're at a door?
You're at the doorway in between the atrium. You're like literally standing in the doorway between the atrium and the throne room.
Dude, would a key to lock the door be the right tool for the job?
There's no door.
Fuck.
Well, if you're going to spend that, then you know what?
Maybe a big metal door is the right tool for the job.
Yeah, I would say if you spend that card, then there are doors between the atrium and the
That'll buy us some time.
Yeah.
Slam
Probably
the door.
Not much. I mean, it will just
burst through the doors. Yeah, but
it will
there
slow
is a,
it down.
Okay. There is a lit bomb that I'm really banking on going off ASAP, and I really wish I had asked a single person how long the fuse is. Could be an hour.
Could be two.
Could be 5 minutes.
You know what, actually? I'm going to set a time on my phone, a random amount of time, and whenever my phone alarm goes off, that's when the bomb goes off.
Oh.
I'm going to determine the time now.
Adam, you've said it for 3 weeks.
All right. Sorry.
Okay. So we got two choices here. Well, we've probably got endless choices. My imagination is currently limiting me to two.
Mm-hmm.
Could use the door trick, slam the door. If there's a dragon in there, they're probably metal doors because you got to keep the dragon out at some point, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can try and fight the dragon, but the bomb could go off at any point and we could be stuck in the bomb.
Yeah.
But if the dragon gets out of the castle, we're also fucked because then the bomb does nothing.
So we've got to contain the dragon
We've got to contain the dragon in a way where we could still exit when the explosion happens.
Yeah, let's...
Let's slam those metal doors and keep running.
Mm-hmm. All right, you slam the metal doors. They have like a huge, bar that you can put across them.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Would you like to do that? That's going to be a check, though.
That's fine. Let's do that.
All right, you are but a little fairy.
I'm a little guy!
You push on that bar, you push as hard as you can. Nothing happens.
Oh, fuck.
Goats, would you like to try or would you like to run?
I'll try. Help.
I'm sorry.
You tried. Look, I tried.
Both of you are pushing as hard as you can. It's the dragon's turn. The entire building is shaking. The dragon hasn't gotten to the door yet, though.
Okay.
Johnny, it's your turn again. Would you like to try a second time?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you advantage now because both of you were shoving at it. So I'm giving you like a bonus to get this done now. All right, Johnny. The bar falls across, barring the doorway, preventing the dragon from, or like at least now the dragon's not just going to be pushing the doors open. It's going to have to force its way through.
Which will be its turn.
Yes.
I know D&D.
Johnny, you can start legging it down the atrium now.
Okay, goats, let's go. Run wide. Remember the dark thing.
Wide.
Johnny, you make not a beeline, but a wide way around the atrium. Goats, you're going to do the same?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so I'm just going to roll.
Go wide.
Both of you. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're easily going to clear this in time. It's the dragon's turn. I mean, it slows it down a little bit, but not nearly as much as you wish. The dragon immediately tears like it's tissue paper through the entire wall. The dragon had to stop to do that, but it's like in the atrium now. The dark mantle falls on the dragon. The dragon is wearing the dark mantle like a little hat.
Oh.
Doesn't look like it's affecting it. The dragon doesn't even seem to have noticed that it's happening.
Okay. They're not fighting?
No, they're not. Well, the dark mantle's fighting. The dark mantle's
buddy.
The dark mantle's fighting for its fucking life. It. Dragon doesn't even notice it.
Go, all right. Dark mantle, go.
So you had to run because you're running because you had to run the long way.
Run wide.
Yeah, you unfortunately are. Okay, you're doing really fucking well.
Okay, great. Teamwork
makes the dream work.
You get to the entrance, so you're at the door out. You explode out those doors, and you see there is a horde of dead in front of you. None of the gnomes and none of the mangonels are alive. They have all been...
They all died?
You can see as what is left of... What's his name?
Arthas.
Yeah. You can see as what is left of Arthas's dumb smirk is being torn apart by two of the skeletons.
Brutal.
You can see Helmherd... His just one no, you don't even see Helmherd. You see his arm still holding the hammer being passed like it was a beach ball the skeletons. You can see Gerda. You can see a skeleton is wearing an eye patch. You can see Pete the Repeat.
Yeah.
You can see his head being held by one skeleton, his arms being held by another, his legs being held by one more. And then Chiss Bronzebuckle and the other deep gnomes, you can see what is left of them torn like balloons lying at the feet of these skeletons.
We were inside for 3 seconds.
They got overwhelmed. I was rolling for them. They got overwhelmed immediately. Like the second they were out of sight, they were killed. It was kind of fucking messed up. Anyway.
Never stood a chance.
Boom!
Whoa!
The bomb goes off. Moving with incredible speed, the castle begins collapsing. The dragon is caught in that collapse, and the two of you are going to have to start running down the stairs.
Let's do it, Johnny!
Let's go! Holy shit! That timing could not have been better!
You... start forcing your way through the skeletons. At first, they start reaching out and attacking you. They start trying to drag you back, but they're you're just forced. You
just
are
swinging daggers and swords everywhere. Yeah.
You're moving too quick for the skeletons to react. At first, you think that your momentum begins slowing down, and you're like, "Oh no, the momentum was what was keeping us safe." And then, like marionettes with the strings cut. All of the skeletons fall to the ground.
That means we killed the dragon!
Oh my god, I'm so glad it worked!
Yay!
Oh, I've never been so happy to be right.
All right, I've got good news and I've got bad news.
No!
I've got good news, bad news, good news again. What would you like?
Hit us with the bad news first.
Bad news first? Bad news first is Johnny Tomatoes... You begin lagging down. You trip over some of the skeletons
and
you fall. You turn around and you see Johnny Tomatoes, his face alight with fear as he falls into the darkness. The first piece of good news is that you make it to the bottom of the stairs and that's where the explosion stops. It stops at about there. And you are safe. Mm-hmm. You have made it out of the detonation range in time. The second good thing is that you do not have enough time to mourn Johnny Tomatoes before, because you can fly.
Fuck, I keep forgetting about this. I'm so sorry to
scaring me like that.
I'm a dramatic guy.
You flutter down and land next to goats. You are both
safe.
Goodness. Also, as an extra piece of good luck, because the skeletons have all been destroyed, the mangonels on their way down killed the spider and detonated all of the mushrooms. So getting out is a... And then also because you've got the full map now, getting out is easy.
Oh.
No roles required.
Wow. It's really worked out this for worked us, but out. Not really anyone.
That's
else.
Okay. It shows that all business is wrong, is bad business, and all pleasure is good.
Pleasure is the way to go.
On the way out, perhaps you stop by what is left of the deep gnomes.
Oh, yeah.
We're so sorry for your loss, but okay. You are safe and free now.
The deep gnomes, what is left of them, will enter a period of mourning. The only ones left were either too young to fight or too old to fight.
Whoa, no.
But the ones that are left seem at the very least happy that now this immediate area is safe for them to rebuild.
Yeah.
Which is what they plan on doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
The two of you return to the high priest, collect your reward, and walk off into the sunset.
Holding hands.
Holding hands.
Holding hands.
Another beautiful journey. And this was our first one together, and it went so well.
I can't believe it, honestly.
Thank you both so much for playing.
You're welcome.
Thank you both so much for playing. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram. It's mm-hmm. Raywin's Picks. That's the best way to go about it. I post mm-hmm. a whole bunch of stand-up shows and stuff on there. I'm all around Melbourne all the time. Great.
Hell yeah. And I'm on every podcast ever made. No, you can find me. I got a couple of weekly podcasts. Plumbing the Death Star, which is a weekly comedy pop culture show. Which if you're listening to this, you probably know that one as well. But I also host a video game review podcast that is both normal and good. People constantly tell us that.
Yep.
Called Thumb Cramps. And I also, look, if you love D&D, but you're also like, I also love sport, then why not check out How Good's Footy, my weekly AFL podcast. It's currently on break in between seasons, but we'll be back soon.
Nice.
Hey, and you can find me on Instagram too. I'm at Deuce13, D-U-S-C-H-1-3. It's an Instagram handle that I chose when I was a teenager and I didn't change
it. 13-year-ager?
No. 13 is just a good number.
It is.
Yep. Anyway, that's me. And Adam, where can we find you?
I can be found screaming on most street corners.
Yep.
But online, I can be found at Retro Archetype. Two words, but smashed together.
Cool.
On Instagram, X, or Twitter, or whatever, and Twitch.
Hell yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Hey. We all did great today.
We all did great.
Well done to all of us. And well done to you, listener. You got through it as well. We're all stronger and better people now. Oh, we would love to.
Well, thank you for listening to one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. We hope this tale imbued you with as much pride and respect for your fellow adventurer as it did me. Until next time, we hope you enjoyed these further adventures of Grey Hill Free Company.